KUOW is answering questions you have about the news. And one listener asked about counseling for K-12 students following last month's school shooting in Florida. David Belitis is the head counselor at Jane Addams Middle School in Seattle. He says he's worried about how his students are handling the latest news.
I think there is a lot of concern and a lot of frustration that students are still being killed in school buildings, buildings that are supposed to be safe. I also think that students may be seeing school shootings as just something that they're going to have to live with. It's like a new normal, and that's the biggest worry that I have. I don't want students to think that something like this is a normal part of growing up.
Do you get a sense, generally, how students are feeling about school shootings in the U.S. right now?
We're keeping an ear open for student conversations in the hall. Students are often conversing through text messaging and social media rather than talking to each other. I have one student that's asked me if we could have self-defense courses in the school, for example. I have other students who just yesterday came up to me and asked me if they were going to have guns for teachers, and if they did, they were going to quit school, for example. So there is some concern among the students. We just are not hearing a lot of it right now.
So how do you react as a school counselor?
Well, across the Seattle Public Schools, we have counseling programs where we provide students with social and emotional skills to cope with stress, with crisis situations. We want to step that up, especially in times like this. We also talk among ourselves as adults to see, are we seeing things in our buildings that concern us across the city? A number of us are providing lessons specific to safety, specific to social action through advisories or homeroom periods that are in many of the Seattle Public Schools. So we're doing it in an educational way. We're talking to kids individually and in small groups as part of our counseling program. Again, there are a lot of different venues that we use to talk to kids to help them feel safe.
You say you haven't seen a large uptick of students coming to your office following the school shooting in Florida. Are there certain things that you suggest parents or teachers say to kids during this time?
I think teachers probably need to continue doing what they're doing, because one of the most important things you can do after a situation like this is to continue a routine, a normal routine. Parents can and should be talking to their students, whether their students are voicing concerns or not. It's really important that parents ask their students what they've heard about the shootings, what they think about the shootings, if they have questions about the shootings. It's important that parents, even though they may be nervous themselves, present a calm exterior. So especially for younger students who look up to their parents about how they should react to things, can feel safe at home. And then parents need to reassure their students that the world is pretty much a good place and pretty much a safe place, that their school is safe, that their home is safe, and that they are there for them if they have any questions or concerns.
David Belitis is a counselor at Jane Addams Middle School in Seattle. The students at Jane Addams will join other students in the city for a national school walkout March 14th. The walkout is part of a greater movement that started by student survivors of the Florida school shooting, asking for action on gun control.